Sir, the Philippines congratulates you on your assumption as chair of our meeting and assures you of our support. We align ourselves with the statements of NAM, ASEAN, and the NPDI. The Philippines continues to be driven by our national values, which puts primacy on human life and dignity. These deeply rooted values are enshrined in our constitution, which prohibits nuclear weapons in our territory, as well as in our domestic laws and policies, which recognizes the integral role that the peaceful use of nuclear energy can play in our national development. Our firm support for the NPT is rooted on the high value we put on humanity and its welfare, as well as on the catastrophic humanitarian consequences of nuclear weapons, which should already render any argument for its use invalid. The Philippines, together with New Zealand, will hold a side event on the humanitarian consequences of nuclear weapons this Friday, 26th of July, focusing on the impact on humanitarian and public health systems. We invite everyone to join the discussion. We find it disconcerting that the last review conference failed to produce a consensus outcome document. We must remain focused. As we journey towards the 11th review conference, state parties must work with a collective sense of purpose towards providing the continued viability of multilateralism, dialogue, and diplomacy. While the non-nuclear weapon states stringently adhere to their non-proliferation obligations, there is a glaring lack of similar adherence to the disarmament-related obligations of nuclear weapon states. Nuclear disarmament efforts must, at the very least, match the level of commitment at preserving nuclear non-proliferation. The Philippines is strongly concerned about the boldness of some states to invoke nuclear weapons use. We also regret the reversal of the gains achieved in nuclear disarmament negotiations through increases in nuclear stockpiles. Our adherence to the highest standards of non-proliferation must be matched by an equally solid assurance that nuclear weapon states will not use nuclear weapons against non-nuclear weapon states. Towards this end, we urge nuclear weapon states to accede to all nuclear weapons free zone agreements, including the Bangkok Treaty and its protocol, without delay. The Philippines stands by our principled position on the importance of the application of the principle of transparency, irreversibility, and verifiability by nuclear weapon states and echoes the call for this review cycle to set the treaty's transparency and accountability mechanisms. The Philippines lauds the decision of the Conference on Disarmament to establish its subsidiary bodies, which we hope will pave the way, finally, for the negotiation of a fissile material cutoff treaty. In the meantime, nuclear weapon states must adopt a moratorium on fissile material production. While we work towards a world without nuclear weapons, we must also continue to underline that the peaceful use of nuclear energy is an inalienable right for all states, not a mere privilege. The peaceful uses of nuclear energy in both non-power and power applications are significant in the achievement of sustainable development goals, and we call on greater capacity building cooperation, especially with developing countries. The second PREPCON comes at a crucial point in this review process, where the NPT's legitimacy and credibility are at serious risk. In times of insecurity, we should be more compelled to uphold the rule of law and renew our commitment to peace. Thank you, Mr. Chair.